Racism strikes the 1900s drastically. Today on this podcast, we will be comparing the main characters from To Kill a Mockingbird and The Book of Negroes. Scout from To Kill a Mockingbird and Aminata from The Book of Negroes. To start off, with Scout. She's very smart, but also short-tempered, stubborn, and ignorant. However, Aminata is a way better character to teach the grade 10 students. She demonstrates her intelligence and how she can help other people become free. Aminata helps people by writing their name down / age in a book to show that just because you were a slave back then doesn't mean you can be free. Aminata also shows her perseverance and initiative to fight against racism and succeeds. Aminata teaches us good lessons, and that is why she should be taught to grade 10 students. On our next point of discussion, we'll be looking at the supporting characters in the two pieces of literature. In The Book of Negroes, a character stands out a lot, Chikura. He was there for Aminata in all episodes, even though he helped enslave her, he later on makes up for that in the end. In the book, To Kill a Mockingbird, Akaz is a very good supporting character for many reasons. He is wise, smart, and thinks logistical, and shows Scout and Jem that racism is not okay ever. And by doing this, it helps us to see that racism is wrong and that we should never be racist. So in this case, To Kill a Mockingbird should be taught to grade 10 students. Our next topic, we'll be comparing the setting between the two pieces. In To Kill a Mockingbird and The Book of Negroes, the book To Kill a Mockingbird took place in Maycomb, Alabama. It shows us that racism in a small town way back in the day. Most people are racist, but some people try to prove to other people that judging someone by color or by things they heard is incorrect, and they should be treated like everyone else. For instance, Tom Robinson died for no reason just because he was black and he was not guilty. In The Book of Negroes, it showcases in episodes 1, 3, 4, 5, and 6 that there is racism all over the world, and I think The Book of Negroes settings is better because it shows us the global problem. Now, we'll be talking about how both pieces of literature address the issue of racism. Both texts address the issue of racism. However, I feel as that To Kill a Mockingbird showcases the issue much greater than The Book of Negroes. To Kill a Mockingbird shows that people suffered for being innocent because people were racist. And The Book of Negroes shows the slave trade very well. But I think To Kill a Mockingbird addresses the issue much greater. To conclude, both pieces of literature are great to teach to grade 10 students, and either or, it's a win. And that's all, folks.